You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Hotline on this Football Friday with Pony and Muller. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for more than a half century. That's where we find CBS football analyst, Steelers Super Bowl champion, Bryant McFadden. B-Mac, are you disappointed that Cooper Kupp is staying put in L.A.?
No question.
Yeah?
Man. Yeah, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed because, man, he's a really, really good football player. You know, he's a football player that happens to play the wide receiver position. And, you know, thinking about, look at all the time he missed over the last few weeks because of that ankle. I mean, he jumped in and gave a significant, you know, provided a significant impact for the Rams. And with them winning the ball game, everything they wanted to achieve is still available with them, especially within their division, upon that victory against the Vikings last night.
So now we're left with the question of, like, what now, B-Mac? Pony likened it with these wide receivers, Ayuk, then Adams, now Kupp, all of whom are obviously not going to be Pittsburgh Steelers for various reasons. He felt like it was just getting rejected over and over and over again in the dating game.
I have a lot of experience with that, B-Mac.
Starting to think that maybe it's the Steelers, maybe they're the problem. So what the heck do they do next? Who can they target that's out there now to try to fix this offense? And I guess to... like, how badly do you think they need to go out and find somebody, anybody, to fill that wide receiver two spot?
You know what? When you talk about who could they target, it's all about who could be available.
Yes,
and right
exactly.
Now, we really don't know who is available because it felt like the Jets wanted to try to move Mike Williams.
Yep.
He played against the Steelers last Sunday night. We haven't heard anything else in terms of trading Mike Williams. So, do the Jets want to move him? We don't know. So we don't know who's available. So I think it's right now for Pittsburgh, you know, just make it work with the guys you have. Hopefully we get an opportunity to see Roman Wilson. I've been hearing pretty good things about him when he's been able to be healthy and practice. Granted, he is a rookie, but hopefully he can provide an impact here or there. And wide receiver has always been a position where we draft well. So if that's the case, when you look at the trends in Pittsburgh drafting wide receivers, when he gets an opportunity to get on the football field, hopefully he can provide a spark. But I think right now as we see it, we might as well get comfortable and accept the fact that we might go the entire season with the wide receivers that we currently have on the roster without making any additions.
Now, you famously came on here and said, I'll see you guys in New Orleans. The Steelers are going to the Super Bowl. But was baked into that Bryant McFadden take that the Steelers were going to trade for a wide receiver at some point? Because from my vantage point, B-Mac, I don't think they can win multiple playoff games if what you see is what you get at wide receiver, especially because Roman Wilson had another injury setback in practice yesterday, and he's out again with a hamstring injury.
Wow. Well, that's disturbing. I didn't know that.
Yep. That's what I'm here for. That and
for
horrible predictions on games and jinxing teams.
Yeah, did you hear about that, B-Mac? Yeah. Did you see that tweet?
Hey, Pony, I wanted to mess with you as well. You jinxed Kyle McCord last night as well. Great job. I know the Panthers fans love that.
First down.
Here we go.
Bill screen, it's intercepted on a tip. The Panthers have it. A trifecta of pick sixes for the Pitt Panthers in this game.
B-Mac, it was incredible, B-Mac.
I think I ruined the young man's career.
He might be done with football. You might have cost him millions.
Hey, right on cue. Great job, production team. Yes, you did a great job in jinxing Q's and Kyle McCord. So anything you do, put that bad juju off on the opposing teams. But to your point about having concerns about Pittsburgh making a deep playoff run without making any additions at the wide receiver position, my rebuttal to that would be, one thing we know about playoff football, when you get in the tournament, anything can happen. You just need a ball to bounce your way once or twice. Heck, look what we did in 05. Look at that Super Bowl run. No one thought we had a legit shot. Everyone thought the Pittsburgh Steelers, who barely got into the playoffs, they're going to have a short life in the playoffs. That's what most naysayers, most experts were saying. And look what we did. Think about most recently in our division with Cincinnati, the year they got into the playoffs. Look at the road they took to get to the Super Bowl that eventually lost to the Rams, but no one gave them a fighting chance. So I think for Pittsburgh, week by week, every game is important, but we're looking forward. If we can get into the playoffs, regardless of who we added or who we did not add, you have a legit chance.
B-Mac, if you were running this offense, forget about wide receivers for a second, would it be on your mind, would it be a thing you were motivated to do to try to get Justin Fields a handful of snaps every game? Like, how would you handle the guy that's now your backup quarterback that definitely does some things that challenge a defense if you were Arthur Smith and Mike Tomlin?
It depends on the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Flow of the game, honestly, I think what they wanted to do last week with Russell making his first start, they wanted him to get as acclimated as possible. Mm-hmm. And the best way to do that is allow him to get the volume, the reps. Now, once he gets acclimated, I think we can see a scenario, guys, especially in the red zone, because red zone efficiency offensively has been a little issue for us. We've been selling for so many field goals. Now, for Boz, it's been great because I'm pretty sure he has incentives in his contract. And for fantasy owners that has Chris Boswell on their team, they're loving it. But for us, the reality in the National Football League, field goals will not get you wins. Mm-hmm. You got to find a way to score. When Russ is in the red zone, he doesn't provide that running element that you could utilize like Justin Fields could provide. So I could see a scenario when you talk about maybe eventually getting Justin into the flow of the game to some capacity. The red zone probably would be the best spot to do that.
Does Brian McFadden play fantasy football or occasionally put in a football wager now that his playing days are over?
I do both. I'm heavily involved in fantasy. I'm in three different fantasy leagues. I'm heavily involved in legal league betting on games, player props, and parlays. I've earned the nickname the Parlay King.
The Parlay King?
Well, give us a bet that you like this weekend.
Anything that the Parlay King would like to send to us?
We don't have the Steelers till Monday, so come on, B-Mac. Share the wealth here, brother.
Oh, no question. I got a 5-team parlay right now, NFL-wise. Okay. I have money line. So what I do is I give a money line parlay. I put together money line parlay and a spread parlay.
Okay.
I haven't finalized my research on my spread parlays yet, but my money line parlay consists of Green Bay, money line winning, mm-hmm. Atlanta, money line winning, Miami, money line winning, Chicago, money line winning, and it's one more team. It's a 5-teamer.
Yep.
That I had in there.
Green Bay, Atlanta, Miami, and Chicago so far is what we got, Brian.
Yeah, I'm missing. Who am I missing?
Anybody in Baltimore, Cleveland? Anybody in Cincinnati, Philadelphia? Anybody in New York, New England?
San Fran. Money line.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Toss that one in and see what I'm getting.
When I put together my parlay, guys,
yep.
Because I'm so emotionally invested in the Steelers, I don't put the Steelers in my parlays because being financially invested and emotionally invested is not good for my health.
Give Russell Wilson a grade on last Sunday, because we've heard some people that have really crunched the film say it wasn't as good as the fans thought on Monday. We came in here so excited. How are you feeling about him right now?
I give him an A.
Yep.
I give him an A. What do you mean?
Well, Kurt Warner said he got lucky, basically, and there was no difference between what he saw from Fields.
He got lucky?
Yep.
Well, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. I'll take either.
Yeah. I mean, do you think he got lucky? In all seriousness, do you think he got lucky on any
balls,
of those throws?
50-50 balls.
Yeah, ball
caught.
Hits a guy's helmet and shoulder pads, stuff like that.
No. I think when you talk about that play, one thing I applaud Russell for doing is pushing the football down the field.
Yep.
We haven't really seen that from any quarterback outside of Big Ben. Aggressively take shots down the football field. And when you talk about a lucky bounce happening, that's what we expect when we target George Pickens down the football field.
I agree with
that. We expect for him, exactly. So Russ, and that's the thing about Russ, he recognizes, I got a guy that I believe will win. So I'm pushing him the football, regardless if it's a moonshot or whatever the case may be, I'm going to push it down the football field, allow him to make a play. So if you want to consider that to be luck, okay, cool. But he recognizes the matchups that's in his favor. And then look at the accurate pass he dropped to Pat, the one-hand catch. I mean, that was right in the breadbasket. So some people might say it's luck. I can care less. As long as it's working for us and we're winning, who cares?
Brian McFadden, everybody, CBS Sports football analyst. BMAC, we'll talk again next week. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Pony, before I go.
Yep.
Since you seem to be the master when it comes to this bad juju, can you put some bad juju on the Miami Hurricanes and Cam Ward for Sunday, Saturday night against the
you know what, man? That, if I could do that, then
he would be. He would have already done it.
Then I'm going to leave this career and turn into like a soothsayer or something like that. Yeah, and go and
you know how much a casino? Do you know how much a casino would pay you to tweet about somebody when all the public money was going the other way?
Imagine how much one of these presidential candidates would pay me to declare the other side the winner. Think
oh
about
my
that.
Dude, you could just charge a king's ransom for this service.
See you, VMAC.
All right, take care.
I put a small amount of money down on his five-teamer, plus 862.
You know what? I got to get down with the BMAC parlay as well. We need like a show.
Can we do this every week? The way he sounded about it, he'll give us one every
week. Well, let's see how it goes. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to want it every week.
I put $2.50 down on a nice little five-teamer, plus 862. So that's a nice little... That's like $20, you know, a fun little amount of money. Nothing, no harm, no foul.
5 minutes away from an out-of-left-field bucko minute because of something Jason Mackey just wrote, but first a headline.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.